The first thing, dear, pastor's work is impossible without you. So thank you. Say, I'm vital to pastor.
I'm vital to pastor.
You call me pastor. It's a python. Okay, now we know where it's coming from. Now let's say it again. Say, I'm vital to pastor. You think it's by phonetic? I mean, there's prayer on Saturday. All day. Amen. Okay, Philippians chapter 4.
What?
Is that what I'm pronouncing? Okay. Philippians 4, the father and his family, right? Part 3, what do you call it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I mean, the family of God. Therefore, my beloved brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I know there are several ways they have interpreted that verse 5 for us. That if your attachment is too long, what would they tell you? Let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen. Abba. Oh, she's short now. Oh, she has packed it up. Amen. You know, if you are wearing body or like my brother, what would they tell you? Brother, let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen. And if your goatee is getting too long, like a retito, he will tell you, brother, will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Sing!
I will be ready.
Sing!
I will be ready.
Sister Peace, will you be ready
when the Lord shall come?
Keep on wearing your trousers. Keep on wearing. Ring, my sister, Jesus is coming. Amen. Okay. Thank you. Actually, that verse is simply saying, be mild towards all men. Okay? He's saying, be gentle towards all men. Amen. Because what determines, the question is, what determines moderation? What determines what is moderate? What is moderate right now in Abuja is petting in Dubai. You are driving a G-Class, you think you are on top of the world. Just see one 18-year-old can just drive an AMG pass you, pooah! Yeah! You are saying you are forming big boy over Toyota Venza. Amen. But if in your village, if you carry a Golf 7 or Golf 5 there, cha-cha-cha! Your sister, Vale want to see you. Have a meeting with Valen, just clear the way. Amen. So he's rather saying be mild towards all men, okay? Be mild towards all men. Now I'm going to verse 8. He said, be careful for nothing. Say nothing. Wow, that's a lot. These are things that keeps me going. He said, be careful. Careful is not that it doesn't want to bother you, it's not that you are indifferent, but be careful. Careful. Be careful. Can find me that Greek word. What is that Greek word? Okay, get it here to note. Okay, it means don't be anxious for nothing. That is a Greek word, merimao, M-E-R-I. M-A-N-O. Don't be anxious.
Don't allow all your thought to be full of anything. He said, be careful, be careful. Don't be anxious. Don't be troubled with cares. When you are doing everything to promote your a particular interest. You get that? When you are doing everything to just promote one self-interest. They be careful for nothing. But what do you do? Yes, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Brethren, how many times have I told you that God needs your mind? God cannot speak to a troubled mind. God cannot use a troubled mind in service. A minister that cares, that is anxious, that is troubled, that his thought is already zeroed on. Ah, what now, God? What now? You can't be used of God that day. You are already off ministry. Unfortunately, things we care for are even lawful things. Yes, they are lawful. Food, shelter, clothes, they are lawful, but you don't care for them to the intent that it affects your mind, your countenance. It's an instruction. Without your mind, your spirit is saved, and that one is saved, like as forever is real. That one is too saved. But your mind is the. Remember when I was teaching on that? What's the name of that? Yeah, series when I said the mind is like a production center, like where. I'm not going with your thought, right? That you just need to. But the mind is strong. Go. That's why we are doing daily reprogramming for Christians like this, so that good things can be in your mind. Not. I was wondering, how do you think a man gets to the point that he can pick a human being and slaughter his neck and he will not feel any remorse? It is programming. Are you with me? What are people that could carry a year-old baby, put him in a month and start pounding in the name of whatever. It is constant reprogramming. So that means if you put it just like if you like, say I'm a decent girl, try washing porn every day. You will surprise yourself. What will happen? Reprogramming. So it's not out of place to say there are some channels that I don't wash. It's not out of place. It's gradually, the table will be turning. Are you with me? I think it was in that place that, was in that series I said, when you don't allow the things that you don't really want to fill your mind, one day, you're surprised. Yeah, let me be this. So all the cautions, they are also for our good, okay? They're also for our good. Because the mind, my God. No, we have some old tribe that is, because it takes a lot for your brother died, and the next thing you are thinking about it, Christian, know that you want to inherit his wife. No, it takes a lot. So there are some programming that is tribal. Is tribal. The program is in the tribe. So once you are now in Christ, what do? You renew it. You unload. So if maybe your community, everybody is. No, they say that, if in Yoruba land, say they just say, I will beat you, I will beat you, I will beat you. Say, but when you get to Benin, I will beat you. Eh? You know, bah! Say, but when you get to worry, how he will tell you I will beat you is, he will first give you a bottle, bah! I will beat you now. Then he will first give you a So blood is the proof that he will beat you. So after that, so what is now the beating? No, for you to say things like, see, I go kill her. me, I go kill her. I go just kill. So I go waste your life here. Eh? You go cold here now. How do you say? Amen. You know, to assume such stand takes a lot. From when you are young, you have been on the street. You have seen killing. That doesn't mean anything to you again. Amen.
See, my mind is precious to God. Oh God,
he's so precious because that is where everything happens. He's so precious. Even this so-called politician, embezzlement is gradual. The funniest one to me
was that guy, I've forgotten his name. I think he died.
The first time they did, that's why I didn't have to do that. The first time they did national ID card, I don't know if you remember, then years ago. And he said they are doing national ID card for the whole country. And a man embezzled the whole money. What everybody has registered for. So everybody, and a man is bold enough to this money, take it. No ID card.
No demand that, right? Sorry, let me not go into.
No, it takes a lot. That something that will affect each citizen.
This thing.
It takes a lot to hide money inside GP tank and bury it. Now it's not. No, so your care for things will never stop. You also always go a step further. Well, okay, I just need money to maintain my family. Later, okay, I need to drive a G-Wagon. It's 65 million naira. Okay, no wala. Later, you need to upgrade to what? I need a jet. Later, okay, I have everything now. But what will happen in 10 years to come? I beg, go and buy me one GP tank. Put the money inside. Bury it. What? So what is the next step after that? What can be worse than that? Put money inside GP. Dig it away. Bury it. GP tank. Money. So, what I'm saying is, people don't become this worse in a day. It is gradual.
Remember, there was a woman that was showing on national TV that EFCC was a minister, almost a minister. Was accused of embezzlement. And I was wondering, your kids will be at home looking at you. And open TV, they say you stole. They give all the proofs. So, see, be careful for nothing, but what should you do?
In everything.
By prayer and supplication, then with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Pray about it. Rather than frown about it, pray about it. Learn to pray. Your brain is not enough to help you through life. Learn to pray. I'm not saying about spiritual things now. Learn to pray. Let me get it this way. Rather than it getting to your mind, pray. Rather than it affecting your countenance, pray. A troubled mind is a no-no for a Christian, most especially a minister. Just pray. And one sure reply you will get immediately you pray is in the next verse. So what's the next verse? And the what? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Awesome. So that means in there you pray, one sure thing that we know that the prayer will do is that what? Your mind will not be troubled. That care will not catch up with you. You get that? Now, I have not said what you prayed for will what? Materialize or not.
But one thing, once you commit it to God in all sincerity, one sure thing that will happen is that your mind will be free from anxiety. Just like somebody that shouted me up. A while ago. I was even thinking, say, sir, I need serious help. I need serious prayer. I need this. I said, what is it? Sir, I'm 27. And I've been praying, I've been fasting that someone should marry me. I had to ask her, so what do you want me to do? I want to say, okay, can you first look at some salvation stuff? No, we can do that one later. Say this one. Yeah, look at it. You are 27. 27. And you are like this. Now, so, because, don't forget, chaos must not shape your daily prayer points. It must not shape your daily prayer points. Once you pray about it, peace should keep your mind. Or else it will thwart your Christianity. It will thwart your appreciation. It will thwart your ministry. Say one care is enough. Say one care is enough. Once you have prayed, what should you do? Trust God. And let your mind be pure. Let your mind be settled. Trust me, there are 1,001 things outside there that will make you care. The rich, I've explained to you the rich man right now in his own self. The rich man took cares. Security. Once you rise to a status, the next thing you think that, somebody will not come and kill me. Thief. I beg him to let me bulletproof this car. I shall bulletproofing the car. The maintenance cost is increasing. Then you are worried again. This is my status. My child cannot be going to Progress Secondary School. They have to go to what? so I can be caring. I say, where you don't touch your chin? No. Spear the rod, spoil the child. It's not your writing, amen. Amen. It's very scriptural. That one is not in scripture. So it's cares are everywhere. So some people will die. Is it care for you? Will I make heaven? Say care. Just like Zio Kenneth Copeland said, he said, weeping may endure till the night. No, I think it's MacArthur that said it. That after the night, okay, God only allow you to what? Weep till one night. You can weep because you are a man, you have emotions. But how long? One night. After one night, come out. Lay your face. Amen. Because things will happen. You will feel sad. You will feel down. But you must not progress in it. God cannot help a troubled mind. Write that down again. Yo. God cannot help me when I'm troubled. You will not hear anything. You will not hear. Anything you hear, you say it will be confusion. And guess what? Frowns and tears does not solve situation, though. Hey, Jesus. If the more you cry, things will just become soft. I think in every burial ceremony, all the dead should just be getting up. Just getting up. Once you cry, go and say, yeah, see, cry. I beg, angel. Yes.
God, let me be this.
Yeah, we have all tried. It doesn't work. Amen. Not that God does not feel for you, but that is not the way.
Say, yeah, sorry now.
The sorry now of God to not do anything to you is not help the situation. Tears is anti-faith. It's not faith.
Amen.
So rather than planning to cry, plan faith. Plan a life of faith. Ensure you pick a faith sermon once in a week, you listen. So don't forget, with all we are teaching, I have never said don't trust God for things. You can trust God for a good future. You can trust God for good relationship. You can trust God for increase on every side. But be careful for nothing. Amen. Praise God. So I trust God.
Okay now, let's do this. Proverbs 23:26. So Solomon in prophecy, he said, my son. So this is beyond discipleship. It's like a family discussion. It's a family discussion. We are redemptive beings. We relate based on nature. I say it again. Pray about it. Rather than worry about it, pray about it. And let the peace of God keep your mind. There is nothing that has happened. I mean, you are not going to be the first of anything. You understand? The only thing that will be the first is if you suddenly turn to blue now, maybe you'll be the first to become that. I don't know. What else has happened? I told somebody, I said, there's nothing that can happen that can make me commit suicide. I said, I don't see the thing. The worst case, I will locate. You just go to Somalia. Just go to another country. Just the funny thing, I owe $1 million here, I want another $20 million, and everybody is bringing guns to my house. I just relocate, call it run away. I use a better word, I say relocate. I change my Facebook name. I delete my account, or whichever. I go there, I start preaching the gospel. But that I should not say, the only way out is this rope. Not me. Wait, what has happened? It has happened. I'm not. It's not an excuse to misbehave. I'm just saying. Raya, amen. Like, come what may. We are here to live. Amen. Praise God. I'm not saying we are not going to heaven. We are going, but we live here at first. Now is eternity now. Relax, bro. So Proverbs 23:26. So we have admonitions as sons. God relates to us based on our nature. My son, give me thy heart. Are you there? And let your eyes observe my ways. My son, give me thy heart. And let thy eyes observe my ways, your acts. That means your priority. I've said it that sonship defines our relationship. Sonship defines our relationship. That we are sons of God. That is why God relates with us in the way he does. He admonishes us. Even when we grieve the Spirit, he brings us more correction by his word. Go to 1 John 2:8. You see, the book of 1 John is also like, it has the language of Proverbs also. It's like a father talking to us. I mean, it's like a fatherly instruction. Like the similitude of Proverbs.
Say little, my little children, someone said, why, when perhaps said my son, 1 John 2 verse 8, again a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. See, to be worried is to be proud. It's pride. I have a God of all sufficiency. I didn't pray to him. I'm putting worry in my head every day. It's pride. Doesn't matter how long you have been carrying it. Let it go. Don't have a thinking. I have some people. They have thinking moment. Like, for instance, in the toilet. I think I sent something to that group one day. I said that the guy said, in toilet, to use toilet ordinarily, 2 minutes. The toilet with phone, 10 minutes. Said toilet with phone with Wi-Fi, said 30 minutes. No, that 1 hour with Wi-Fi, so free Wi-Fi, 30 minutes. I said toilet with phone with Wi-Fi plus charger, all day. How will somebody put charger in toilet? Papa, you have a way out. You know, some people just sit down and they just start thinking. Just ask you, say, how many of you by thinking can add one good bit to your belly? Who has developed 6 packs? Amen. That's why I hate isolation. Just on my own. In Christianity is pride, because you are believers, you are brethren. When last you tell a believer, agree with me, as touching this matter. Whether physical, whether spiritual. When last you tell a believer, please, can you just agree with me? Just share, agree with me on this matter. You got to pray about it. Learn to. When you value Christians that way, you will receive more. You will see more. You will see more. Power is at work when we come together. Rather than feel bitter, I will call a believer. We pray together. Rather than start feeling that my hope is lost, I will call a believer. We pray together, and the peace of God will fill my heart. Hallelujah. So, 1 John 2, 9, he that seeth is in the light and hateth his brother is in the darkness even till now, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light and there is none occasion of stumbling in him, but he that hateth his brother is in the darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Verse 12, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are what? Forgiven for his name's sake. So see where he's coming from. See 11. He that hated his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. And I say, I write unto you, little children, because your own sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Write this down. We are not hateful because of forgiveness. Like, forgiveness consciousness gives us a new nature. Gives us new conduct, rather. Forgiveness consciousness gives us new conduct. We are not hateful because of forgiveness. Because we know we are forgiven, we are not hateful. As son, we know that we are already in that destination of God. So we are gracious to people. We are precious. Yeah, I'm precious to God. So we are gracious to people because we know we are precious to God. Forgiveness consciousness. It makes us not hateful. Say, God handles me as precious. So God wants our mind sane and uncorrupted. Hence, in sonship, we have that heavenly father admonition. Rather, that fatherly admonition from God. Now, go back to Proverbs.
Look, let me say what I... Then that is vital.
I said, God wants our minds sane and uncorrupted. Therefore, in sonship, we have that fatherly admonition from God. Fatherly admonition. Now, see that Proverbs 19, now, 27. Proverbs 19, 27. This verse has like twofold way. First, it should be only, it should be one, but we see it together now. Proverbs 19, 27. Are you there? I want everybody to be there. Okay, one to go. Raphael, be fast now. Fast. Good. Want to go? Yes. Cease, my son, to hear instruction that causes to hear from the words of knowledge. So, when you take KJV stress like that, he says, cease, my son. Let me stop, my son, to keep hearing instruction that will cause you to hear from the knowledge of God. But now, you saw, can you see those italicized words? Okay, if we remove it, it will look like, cease, my son, to hear instruction, then you will hear from the words of knowledge. So one is like, when you stop hearing instruction, when you cease from hearing instruction, you will hear from knowledge. But if we add those italicized words, he's saying, if you cease, he's telling you directly to cease, my son, to hear instructions that makes you hear from knowledge. So, very a bit difficult for me to pitch a tent. But as usual, write this down. Saints are not born rebellious, but influence is strong. Saints are not born rebellious, but influence is strong. Is so strong. Bad influence makes sense over time. So take it off quickly. Bad influence will make sense over time. So cease, my son, to hear instructions that will make you hear from the path of knowledge, from the knowledge, from the words of knowledge. Are you with me? For instance, I don't take any ministry-related advice from anyone not in ministry. Write that down and ensure you circle it. You should not take any ministry-related advice from anyone that is not in active ministry. A man that does not pray cannot tell me how long I should pray, whether my parent or not. A man that does not fast cannot tell me when to stop fasting. A man that does not preach the gospel cannot moderate my preaching the gospel. A man that does not heal the sick cannot tell me my healing the sick is too much. A man that does not operate the power of God cannot dwindle my zeal. Personally, I listen to elders with discretion. Gray hair does not translate into correctness. Some of them, what they have is history of rebellion. That a man is an old prophet does not mean he is right. In fact, some are jealous. Some are just jealous of you, of your zeal. You see the way you're coming to church. They're just jealous of you. That is why her parents can be wonderful. You send a child to school, was in school for 5 years, 4 years. You don't know where she's sleeping. You don't know when she's, if she goes to nightclub, you know, you don't know anything. She will now come back home after NYC. NYC, she's in one jungle in Talata Mafarawa. Sorry, just give me the name of your village. Where do you serve in Abuja?
qualified. Serve in the village here. You serve in such dungeon, and you now come back home because you are still unlucky to see to get a house or to leave your parents or to get a job that will take you away from parents. You now say, which time are you going to church? Why must you be going to church every day? Very unreasonable. God help our parents. Amen. This lady is in school for 4 years. Rather than support, moderate, and find out she will always come back home safely, you are now saying, this is your God self. This is your God self. Amen. So some are just jealous of you. Because what they try to do that they couldn't. Someone is doing it. And very few are sincere. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Very few are always sincere. Very few. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Are you there? Thank you. 15:33. Want to go? Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Of course. Hold on. To be deceived there, that's Greek word planao. Write that down. Planao. Planao. It means don't be fooled. Don't be seduced. Don't wander out of safety. Don't go astray. Planao. Planao. Don't roam from safety. Don't roam from truth. Don't roam from virtue. Don't go astray. Don't err. Don't wander off. There is an evil communication. Evil there is kakos. K-A-K-O-S. It means destructive communication. Kakos there means injurious, destructive, baneful, B-A-N-E-F-U-L. Like, it's like a evil there is a mode of thinking. Destructive, troublesome. Now, communication is H-O-M-I-L-L-I-A-O-M-I-L-I-A. Something like that. H-O-M-I-L-I-A, not a double L. H-O-M-I-L-I-A. It means, communication there means companionship, intercourse, communication, communion. So it's like, don't be fooled, destructive companionship corrupt. Corrupt here is the same word used for corruption. That is P-H-T-H-E-I-R-O. Heteros. Okay, thank you. Corrupt communication. Corrupt. It's like, to lead away. The meaning of corrupt there is to lead away a Christian from that state of knowledge and holiness in which he ought to abide. That is Tyre's definition. To lead away a Christian from that state of knowledge in which he ought to abide. Corrupt good manners. To lead away a Christian from that state of knowledge and holiness in which he ought to abide. Good manners now. Good there, it's not gatos, is kretos. C-H-R-E-S-T-O-S. C-H-R-E-S-T-O-S. C-H-R-E-S-T-O-S.
That means better. It means better, actually. Better. Gracious, kind, useful. Better, gracious, kind, useful. I'm not saying this is for fun. Everybody, each person will construct a different sentence from me. This meaning today. Right. I mean, Nana. Lastly, manners. First, manners, that means habit. That manners means ETHOS. It means habit. It means moral habit. It's habit. Habit. Good. So, you will pick your own words and form a sentence and reconstruct 1 Corinthians 15:33 with all the different definitions I've given you for each word there. Be not deceived. I've given you the definition of be not deceived. Evil communication. Evil. Pick a word, a meaning of evil. Communication. Pick a word, a meaning of communication. One of the meanings. Corrupt. Pick one of the meanings. Good. Stratos, which is better. Or the rest. Pick one of the meaning. Manners. If you're ready, let me see you.
Hello.
Ready? Thank you. Let's go. Don't be fooled. Destructive companionship. Lead away Christian from knowledge. I think you can even end it there. From knowledge. Awesome. Thank you. Another person. More compact definition. Yes. Don't be fooled. Injurious communication. This is the way a Christian from graciousness. Thank you. Awesome. One more. That's why we study Greek words, so that you can explain it with other words to people. Yes? Sapis? Don't want out of safety. Destructive companionship leads the way a Christian from being gracious and in good morals. Thank you. Awesome. Yes, sir? One more or two more? Don't run from the truth. Injurious companionship leads away a Christian from better habits. That's awesome. Any last one? Don't be seduced. Thank you. Troublesome communion. That means leads away a Christian from gracious habits. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's how we study Greek words. So now, is everybody in? Okay, let me wait for you. You pen down anyone you want to pen down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pen down anyone you want to pen down. Evil companionship. That evil is my male. That was one that was fearful for me when I was studying this. Destructive. Don't entertain it. Your carcass. Don't forget, he calls it lead. That means you will not feel it in a day. It's gradual. Very soon, what they are saying will start making sense. Just self. You keep listening, it will make sense. If I keep listening, it will make sense. Even me, nobody's immune. Nobody. Just keep listening. It's called influence. Good. So let me now ask a question. Let me see who will get this. From just what we read, what you have explained right now, what defines a thing as evil communication? What will define a thing as evil communication? The evil communication will be defined with respect to what? Huh? The knowledge. Yes. Make it better. Huh? What we define. Okay. If we, let's assume we have a choir and we meet every Saturday, and they are to meet by 5, and each of them is to bring 2 new songs, See, too, we have choir. They meet every Saturday. One, they meet Saturday by 5. Two, and every Saturday they are to come with 2 new songs. Three, and before Sunday service, they should pray in tongues, sing in tongues for 1 hour each. Four. What will now determine evil communication in choir? Huh? What will be evil? What will determine sin? To what? How can you sin against the choir? So generally in Christianity, what will determine, or let me say, based on the church now, what will determine evil communication? The good manners that we are trying to maintain. You know there? Amen. Write it down. What determines evil communication? The good manners we are trying to maintain. Are you with me? For instance, you know that your pastor does not joke with prayer. Not that anyone gist about it. The more you are praying, you'll be leaning. I see there's a gist. There's a man that was praying for 3 days. Say he died though. say he died though. And you're hearing that. Are you with me? What determines evil communication? The good manners we are trying to put in place. Amen. So, see verse 34. Awake to righteousness. And what? Sin not. It is a sin to allow yourself to be lured away from steadfastness. It is a sin for you to allow yourself to be led away. It is a sin for you to allow yourself to be led away from steadfastness. It's a sin. You avoid it. It is a sin for you to allow yourself to be deceived. I say, for some have not the knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame. For instance, in context of this chapter, let's check the evil communication. Yeah. See verse 12. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 12. 15, 12. 1, 2, go, let's read. Yes. Now, if Christ be preached that what? He rose from the dead. So that is good manner, right? The good manner there is that what? We are preaching that Jesus rose from the dead. What's the evil communication? Yes. I'll say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead. So, we are saying Christ rose from the dead. Somebody else is saying Jesus not rise from the dead. And you are listening to such a person. That is evil communication. Evil companionship. We are saying this place, this is how we pray, this is how we preach, this is how we do things. Someone is speaking contrary to that. And you are there, you are listening. You are hearing already. That is a sin. Because you are putting yourself in a position of backsliding. You are putting yourself in a position to be led away. Say good manners. The time is the caution. Thank you. So back to 1 John 3. Verse 7. Once you can identify the manners in a place, it's rebellion to have. It doesn't even have to be a gathering, a communication that is contrary to that manners. Guess what? We have. That is why we have different churches. A church said, "This is our church. We are the glass church." So you celebrate glass there. You can go there and you will respect what they are there to do. You know, are you the only one that carry your head there? Hey, a church called themselves the gyrating church. You know that what they do there is gyration. So if you want to gyrate, what do you do? You go there. Amen. And you cannot go to Catholic now and be complaining that why are they doing something like this?
What are you looking for there? They force you, they push you there. Are you with me? So if you are in a place called a divine assembly, and you are saying, why are they defying too much? Are you okay? Do you get me? Say the good manners, the timing, the service. So thank you. 1 John 3:7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 8, he that committed sin, circle that, I'm coming to that very soon. He that committed sin, we look at it again, is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Verse 10, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So, the man committing sin in verse 8 is the one that specializes in deceiving people. Because don't forget, he said, for the devil was sinned from the beginning. So, I am taking a clue from the sin of the devil in the beginning. He deceived Eve, right? He corrupted the information. God said it this way. He said, no, that is not what God is really saying. So, he twisted the information. Say, as God said, you shall not eat of the tree. Of every tree of the garden, say he says, don't mind God. God knows that God is not really serious. Don't mind what God said. So anybody following the pattern of the devil in that is the one being described about in verse 8, he that committed sin. So the man that specializes in deceiving. I read that to say this. Write it down. Whoever counterfeits the priorities in good manner is an employee of the devil. Whether he knows he's working for the devil or not is immaterial. Once it is the devil's attribute to contradict good manners.
Don't worry. I'm not going to repeat the way I said it. I don't know how I said it.
Whoever counterfeits the priorities in good manner. Good manner. The first thing is identify. Is it a good manner? If it is a good manner, if it is, that is better, good is better, right?
C-H-R-E-S-T-A-O-S. Ketos. The C will be silent, right? Which one is silent? Is it C or H? The C should be silent. So now C-H will be K, right? It should be Kratos, something like that. So, the better manners.
You must first identify, is this thing a better manner? If the answer is yes, to counterfeit better manners in an establishment is to work for the devil in that place.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, we have five pillars of Islam. And these are the things that what this religion stands on. You don't go against it in the place. Abi?
Okay, I will soon be done. Matthew 18. And of course, that is the sin of all sin, eh? That is the sin of all sin. Matthew 18, verse 1. You remember? Okay, before Matthew 18. Quickly go to Matthew 16. Are you there? Quickly go to Matthew 16. Verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. So that will be the good manners. That will be the good manners we are trying to maintain, right? That will be the good word. Eh? That's the message for the hour. What is the evil communication? Verse 22. Everybody want to go? Then Peter took him and began to what? Rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. What is that? Evil communication. What is the correction? 22. But he turned and said unto Peter, get behind me,
Satan. Is that clear? So it's not because I'm saying in that scenario now, Peter just worked for the devil. I'm not saying the devil possessed him. Working for the devil does not mean that. No. But you just contradicted what we are about to achieve. Are you with me?
Say, I don't work for the devil. Say, I don't do his work.
So Matthew 18 from verse 1. At that time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's talking about being simple, a simple act towards the Lord. A simple act towards the Lord. I'm not saying somebody that just believes anything on the street, but a simple act towards God. But if your face is as hard as a mopo, he's saying salvation made you not rebellious. That's who you are. This is not qualification for salvation. This is describing the man that is saved. Not a simple act. He's not saying you should become a little child. He's rather saying when a man is born again, this is what describes him. Are you with me? This is what describes a man that is born again. It's like a little child. Is simple acted, not hard hearted. Does not have hatred for instructions. So, verse 4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same, now see this, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So, that simple mindedness with which you are saved, you must continue in it like that. You must not say, I had better days when I became born again. No. That simple act with which you receive salvation, continue in your Christianity like that. That is what will make you a better believer. In quotes. You continue in the same being simple-minded. And whosoever shall receive one such little child is in my name, receiveth me. I'm going to verse 6. Wait for you. Verse 6, everybody wants to go. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned on the depth of the sea. Of course, don't see that as hell, but there is a great consequence attached to leading others astray. It's okay if you want to be disobedient. So now carry somebody else on your path of disobedience has great consequence. It has great consequence. It's not, don't see anything that it looks like this, like hellfire. No, don't be quick to say that. But it has great consequence. Great consequence. When reality will be done, then we will see. The worst sin a believer can commit in the church is to lead others astray. Why? The worst sin you can commit to the world is not to preach the gospel. But in the church, among the saints, the worst sin you can commit is to spearhead a rebellion, is to lead others astray. Whereas to the world, the worst sin outside the church is not to preach the gospel to the unsaved. Are you with me? In fact, John used a word for such people. In this is fatherly epistle. I think this is the last point. This is the last verse. 1 John 2, 18 and 19. Hallelujah. 1 John 2, 18 and 19. Let's read together. One to go. Little children, It is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many what? Antichrist. So the Antichrist is actually a spirit of a message. It's about a message. It's not about a man. It's not about honor. Antichrist means Antichrist. It means contrary to the message of Christ. In fact, an Antichrist in a setting will be the man that is contrary to the priorities of that setting. It's anti. So we can have anti-edifying assembly. Now these are foundation days. We must get this clear. Anti-contrary. Even now there are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, then we know that have continued with us. But they went out that they may be manifest that they were not of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say I help. Maintain the unity of the body. I don't sponsor division. No, go back to 1 Corinthians 1. Sorry, I know I'm done. I'm done with my stuff. But division is actually it's awful. It's just awful. Camps, carcass. It's awful. See from verse 13. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no what? Division among you. But that, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same what? Mind. Are you not there? Come on. Okay, let me read again. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. See, I have maintained the unity of the body. I don't sponsor rebellion. I value this family of God. I am not anti to the message. I am not anti to the priorities of the church, but rather I help others come to this unity of the faith. I help others to be better. I don't teach rebellion. Let us pray together. Let us pray in tongues. Let us pray over that. We just pray for the last 5 minutes. We pray with passion. We pray with zeal. We don't only pray for our church here. We pray also for our cardinal, for Babala. We pray, hallelujah, Katilera, Stegevale, Makata. We are fervently joined together in this, in purpose, in might. We are fervently joined together. We are fervently joined together in this, in purpose, in intention, in might. We are perfectly joined together. Hallelujah. Kanto, Stege, Vili, Rosti, Kefi, Lake, Tiki, Mata, Katate. Oh, Kanene, Koli, Rosa, Vigen, Das, Tege, Vile, Mayenda, Bozaba, Tiketira, Ste. Oh, Kalama, Stege, Pile, Mashata, Tata, Tata, Tata. We are joined together in the same purpose. One purpose, one church, one mission. Akelimala segepili rastiketi. Our priorities are one. In the name of Jesus. Our priorities are one. Kilanto subili rastiketila segepila manda de de de. Yegelava uzapala rastiketila katu maki valley mastegevili rante. Eleke tolima segevili rastiketale na yente de de. Ake zopata. Malo Katolima Zebili Rastegebila Mazapala Materante Mande State Makota la Mashatala Balade Makote the Tir Rastegebila Rastegemin Dede Makota Tele Mazapala Mazapantin Te and Lincoln Telemali Rastegebila Mazanta Atecola Mazata Atecole Mozete Atecole Mazatata Atecole Mozepitesa Ashatale Manemo Zapite Elebala Balaba Zotate Ketoli raze kolima tate ikota ipole zotate kolima zete ila bala bala bazo tati kamate irasti gepile maze pole mane mashe tata ila teko mali tata minto ti rosete Eko la Torah talama satana katetetetetetete. Inke malema koti data. Inke le malema nama zopali razete. Ile malema zopi le malema raseto malema shatala mazete. Isto kapala mazatala mazantala masegepi le mandeta. Inke mpala segepi le ma inda malema raseto makata. Ala malema malema zonta malema malema shanta malema sete makete. Izetoni mazetoni mazetoni makatati rasata. We are covered, 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 we are covered. One church, one message, one priority. Just pray a bit more, pray a bit more. Pray a bit more, pray a bit more. Oh Papa la pile rosate. Le rosata tate kelimas. Kelimasete katoma. Makoli mamash. Lemola nanane le kolinda dira le kolira didade le kotintata melirosa tata kazo tate lokate 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 lotata teta papo pata papo tata Makona mani osi voli razada de Nicolas te gave in Rosavada Nila la katala bala 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 basto capile raste gave in Avadeke. Oh, we maintain this parity. Come on, pray a bit, man. Pray a bit, man. Pray a bit, man. Oh, no man, I must go bala bala shut it up. Makota mana mosto mana mana mashata mana soko fale rasta gebila no zonto mana mosto mekete rasta gebala mana mana mosto gebila so da na mosto gebila mashata de ela mosto fale riza pala se gebila mashata de ina no soko pala katil rasta gebita ose shata kata ta 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 ka bina no so ta te de. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So many, so many, so many, so many, so Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's also about being a good example to. Amen. You know who was? Is it Pastor Jeremy was telling us that love, like even like in the kind of believer, love to be even an example in prayers, right? Remember? That he wants somebody else to see the way I pray. And to want to pray. We have targets as a church. Others should see the way you are doing yours, and I want to do mine. Are you with me? So it's not only about what you say, even you must ensure that your indifference is not promoting rebellion. You must show that we must ensure that your steadfastness is not saying, ah, I beg, I'm not alone. We are both in this carcass too. Amen. Don't allow your actions. It's quite an unbeliever. Okay? I play my role in the body. Sing.
My role in the body. As I fulfill that which is given to me. I play my role. I play my role in the body.
Yeah.
My role. Body, as I fulfill that which is given to me,
I exalt the body
as I supply that which is needed in me. As I supply that which is needed in me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Have your seats. Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you doing today? Okay. And thanks for coming today.